I'm currently in Mon region, which is in Western Ivory Coast, which is where some of the most severe fighting occurred. Now, the area is not entirely stable. In some spots, there is still a lot of insecurity, and there are some no-go areas as far as we're concerned at the moment, although some colleagues have traveled and done a security assessment. But these are still highly unstable areas, and there are reports of ongoing conflict. We're working in areas which are safe to travel to. We're scaling up our operation now. Oxfam didn't have a presence in the Ivory Coast, but we've decided that the humanitarian emergency is so serious that it's important for us to be here. What I can see here is that there are still tens of thousands of displaced people. I've been to some villages that were affected by the violence. For example, in one neighborhood, Carrefour, where we are now doing some work to help the community clean up. It's estimated about 90% of all the buildings there have been damaged in some way, either completely torched, they've been looted, many don't have roofs or windows, and very few people have the confidence at the moment to go back to start rebuilding. They believe that it's still not safe enough for them to do so.
Now, Oxfam deals a lot with water and sanitation issues. How are you planning to do that, considering the insecurity?
Well, some areas are secure for us to work in, and some of the people who've been displaced by the fighting are currently staying in sites which have been temporarily set up for people displaced. Some of these are actually in church buildings or missions. Probably the best known one is the Catholic mission in Dwekwe, and we are working in some other sites in Giglo, slightly smaller. So some agencies who have had a traditional presence here have been installing latrines and washing areas. We're taking over some of those sites. In other areas where we're working, we're looking at seeing if we can disinfect some of the wells in the villages and also provide some help. For example, during the violence, some bodies were actually thrown into wells. The villagers don't want to use these, but they want the bodies to be recovered and the wells to be closed. Psychologically, I think it's just too traumatic for them to even consider using it as a water source. So we are trying to provide basic services at the moment where people are currently staying, and that's mainly in temporary sites that have become homes and displaced. In the longer term, we want to rehabilitate communities and also provide some economic opportunities, for example, cash grants, restarting some markets and providing help to some of the most vulnerable, for example, women, widows who've lost their husbands, who now no longer have an income earner in the family.
Can you paint a picture for us of the condition of the displaced people that you've seen?
Many really have nothing. Quite a few families are mourning loved ones. They've lost relatives or they've been injured themselves. Many people I met had gunshot wounds or other kinds of injuries. They're quite traumatized. They've witnessed or experienced violence themselves or against their family members. They really have very little. In many sites, people don't have adequate shelter. In one site I visited yesterday in Giglo, people are sleeping outside. But it has been raining, and they've all had to go inside a building, a church building, to avoid the rain, and it's extremely overcrowded, so they're not getting much sleep. Another issue is they're not getting very much food at the moment. There have been a limited number of food distributions, but not enough. The needs are really basic: water, shelter, good sanitation. They don't have a means of earning money. They want to go back to work, but they can't go back to their plantations if they're farmers because they're still too scared.